In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gift of discernment of spirits is a gift of God that consists of the supernatural knowledge of the secrets of the heart, or personal things that God communicates to his servants in order to help others. The practice of discernment is as old as Christian spirituality. To discern is to distinguish between good and evil in order to choose the good. Diolinda states, "Blessed Alexandrian of Balazar read the hearts of those who visited her. Sometimes people came into the room, and before they spoke to her, Blessed Alexandrian of Balazar told them what was beneficial for them, implying that she had an intuition of what was happening to them in the depths of their being." Once, Blessed Alexandrian of Balazar was visited by someone who lived in sin, and she exposed her whole life to Blessed Alexandrian of Balazar. From there, she went to Fatima, where she confessed and wrote to Blessed Alexandrian of Balazar, telling her about her confession and telling her that her conversion began in Balazar. To a lady that Blessed Alexandrian of Balazar did not know, and who asked Blessed Alexandrian of Balazar to pray for her so she could marry a certain man, Blessed Alexandrian of Balazar replied, "Are you not ashamed? Why do you want to marry a man who is already married?" According to Father Lorenzana, St. Rose of Lima had the very great gift that the Apostle St. Paul calls discretio spirituum, which means discernment of spirits, which is knowing how to distinguish and know when the inner speech or visions are of the good spirit or of the bad spirit. Although St. Clare of Montefalco was not educated, she had a great capacity to understand the scriptures. She understood the scriptures beyond the capacity of human understanding, with such acuity of everything, and she gave wonderful speeches that were deeply expressive. Her brother Francisco tells about her in the beatification process. She had a very clear understanding of all virtues and vices, and she had it of all creatures. Even of an oak leaf, she could say so many things. And to this witness, referring to Francisco, he raised different questions of sacred scripture to the saint, and St. Clare of Montefalco answered him with such lucidity that everything was clarified better than in the writings and doctrines of any other. One day, St. Clare of Montefalco was asked about the meaning of the words of scripture. "Then I shall take my hand away, and you will see my back, but my face will not be seen." Exodus chapter 33, verse 23. St. Clare of Montefalco replied that the backs of God are divine and spiritual things that are not seen, but are believed and waited for until everything is seen in glory. St. Clare of Montefalco knew the people who were coming to the monastery and their intentions, as well as personal matters in their lives. She also knew the hearts and intentions of the nuns in her convent. Let's look at some examples. A novice did an exaggerated penance, too hard on the body. St. Clare of Montefalco could not know without divine revelation. The saint called her out and secretly rebuked her. The novice understood that, following and obeying her advice, she rejected the devil's temptations better with a small penance than she did before. The novice herself had a secret sin that she had not revealed even to the confessor. St. Clare of Montefalco discovered it, and the novice repented and did penance. When a sister had any temptation or thought against God, St. Clare of Montefalco herself called her out, and when the sister arrived, the saint revealed what she thought and corrected the nun alone. A Franciscan friar kept in his heart a reprehensible and dangerous secret against his salvation, but he didn't want to talk about it with St. Clare of Montefalco, and the saint said, "Don't you have anything to say to me?" He answered, "No," and St. Clare of Montefalco said, "I see you have something to say to me. Stay, sit a little more." And St. Clare of Montefalco said to him, "Poor man, you've been hiding a bad thought in your mind for a long time, and you want to hide it as if I didn't know it." And the saint started to tell him what she thought. In awe, he humbly acknowledged his guilt and acknowledged that St. Clare of Montefalco had spoken the truth. Thus, he was freed from temptation. St. Martin de Porres had the gift of knowing the secrets of people's heart and also the knowledge of many things in a supernatural way. On one occasion, the saint invited a group of novices into his cell. Brother Friar Martin came in with fish, honey, bread, and other things, and sitting on the ground in a corner, the saint said to everyone, "Hey, children, have a snack." And turning to one in particular, the saint told him by name, "Friar, put the coin you took there, which is not ours and has an owner." And everyone was amazed, and the religious in particular said, "What coin, brother? Who has taken the coin here?" And smiling, Saint Martin de Porres replied, "Take it out of your shoe. The cross of Jesus Christ that you have is not there." And the religious took it out, leaving everyone in admiration and absorbed in the matter. His niece, Catalina de Porres, states that, being at her house one day and having a big party, she wanted to put on a new cloak that day to go out with it. It was something prodigious and admirable that not even 2 hours passed when she saw a person enter through the door of her house who brought 7 or 8 cloaks, so this witness, referring to Catalina Porres, could choose the one that seemed best to her. And so she did and was left with notable admiration. Because without having said anything to Saint Martin de Porres or to another person, her thoughts reached the saint, and she gave infinite thanks to God our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.